Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Miss Gloria Macfield Nixon has been named the next deputy governor and head of the civil service, taking up the post on the 8th of July. Governor Jane Owen made the announcement today following the planned retirement of the Honorable Franz Manderson after 44 years in service. Ms. Macfield Nixon, a long-standing chief officer with nearly 30 years of public sector experience, was selected through a competitive recruitment process. Governor Owen praised her leadership and dedication, while Mr. Manderson expressed confidence that she will guide the civil service to even greater heights. In accepting the role, Ms. Macfield Nixon said she's honored and committed to supporting civil servants across all ministries. A structured transition will take place in the coming months. 29-year-old Franklin Raphael Orrit will serve 46 months in prison after being sentenced for robbery and possessing an offensive weapon. The Grand Court ruling, delivered by Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, stems from a June 2025 robbery in which Orrit threatened a shopkeeper with a metal bar and stole 170 Cayman Islands dollars. He fled the scene but was chased by the owner and two bystanders. In the scramble to escape, he dropped the cash pan and lost a shoe, DNA from the shoe later identifying him with a near absolute certainty. Orrit, who has 21 previous convictions, was assessed as a very high risk of reoffending. The court applied aggravating and mitigating factors, arriving at the final 46-month sentence, with the weapons charge running concurrently. In other local news, Cayman First Insurance has taken legal action against local developer NCB Homes, claiming that more than $136,000 in unpaid health insurance premiums for the company's employees. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details.
Court documents show Cayman First Insurance Company Limited has issued a writ of summons in the Grand Court Civil Division against NCB Homes Limited. The insurer says NCB ran up more than $220,000 in unpaid group health insurance premiums before both sides agreed in December 2024 to a discounted settlement of just over $181,000. According to the statement of claim, NCB acknowledged the revised invoice and did not dispute the amount, repeatedly telling Cayman First that payment would be made in early and mid-2025, but then failing to deliver. After a formal demand in December 2025, NCB, through its attorneys, proposed to clear the debt in four installments between January and April this year, an arrangement Cayman First accepted on strict terms, with time expressed as being of the essence for each payment. The insurer says NCB paid only $45,000 on the 27th of January, leaving an outstanding balance of $136,626.22, and missed the next installment even after a short extension to early March. Cayman First is now asking the court for the full balance plus interest under the Judicature Act and legal costs. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Finally, the Move It Cayman Movement Challenge is off to a strong start after launching at the Deputy Governor's 5K Challenge on the 29th of March. The 12-week program, part of the wider Stepped Into Wellness program, aims to help people get active, no matter their current starting point. To support participants, the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability has introduced an online activity calendar and access to the Team Fit app. The calendar lists free and discounted movement opportunities, while the app allows users to join teams, track workouts, and unlock premium features for the duration of the challenge. The app challenge officially begins on the 12th of April. Minister Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says she's delighted to see families, workplace, and districts forming teams. Chief Officer Tamara Ebanks adds that the ministry has launched a weekly staff walk to promote well-being. Registration remains open, with weekly prizes on offer. Details can be found at gov.ky/MoveItCayman. That's your latest local news. Now to the BBC for headlines around the world, which will take us out of our newscast. I'm Jeffy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Iranian president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has said Israel's attacks on Lebanon violate the ceasefire agreement with the United States. He said further hits could render the planned negotiations in Pakistan meaningless and risk a retaliation. Iran's nuclear energy agency insisted it won't accept restrictions on its program of enriching uranium, a key US demand. Israel has issued new evacuation orders for southern districts of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, a day after massive airstrikes killed about 200 people. Emergency teams are searching for survivors. Britain has warned President Putin any attempt by Russia to damage undersea cables and pipelines around the UK will not be tolerated. The Defence Secretary revealed British and Allied forces had tracked a Russian submarine and two underwater spy vessels for a month. The Russian Supreme Court has designated the Nobel Prize-winning rights group Memorial an extremist organisation. The move criminalises its work and makes it easier to prosecute its supporters. BBC News.